Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Luke 1, 57-66, 80. What will become of this child? 1. Elizabeth. Elizabeth's story is hard, as she is considered cursed because she had no children. For many Jews, this was considered a disgrace. In addition, the shame that she feels entraps her due to the gaze of so many around her who judge her, who stare at her, who x-ray her. How many times have you felt shame and fear because you feel you have failed or things didn't turn out the way you expected? Elizabeth, already advanced in age, becomes pregnant because there is nothing impossible for God. Today, I remind you, there is nothing impossible for God. So tell yourself this several times during the day. There is nothing impossible for God. Put it on the refrigerator if necessary, but never forget that. There is nothing impossible for God. Keep going because nothing is lost. There is always hope because God can do great things. 2. Zechariah, the figure of a religious man, a priest, but someone who doubts. A priest who doubts his faith, doubts God and doesn't understand God's plan. And he was a priest. There are many people who are religious, who go to church every day, who pray every day, but who let doubts and fears take over, causing them to suffer. But God will leave you speechless over and over again. How many Zechariahs are there around you that you have seen so much of God's work, so many miracles, and still continue to doubt? 3. John the Baptist. In the story we have just read, this story shows us that 2 plus 2 is not always 4. There are no formulas here. There is no logic. It is living day to day and understanding that God continues to work with greatness in your life, and that he makes you an instrument so that those who know you can praise God through you. It is wonderful when people get to know you and can see that God exists. Encouragement and strength. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.